Vayter in Shastri and Maseches of a Reserve of Samach Dal, picking up all Samach Gilma Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Yossi, if we're going back to getting Hana from money that was working, we're working for Yain Nesach. Yossi, Rav Nachavu, Lofi, Mira, Par, Papi. Yosef Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Gavayu. Yosef coming by and ask the following questions. Scharo Lishbor B'yai Nesabah. Let's say a guy hires me to go and break his barrels. Rashi says Lishbor Chavetz v'Lishbor Siyan and to pour it out. Maushe Scharo Mutter. What's the deal with the Schar? Mi Amrina Kiver Derosa B'Kiyu Moaser Odilma Kol Lemeat Tifla Shapir Dami. The first thought is, do we say that really the Jew doesn't want it to break until he actually goes and does it to make money from it? Rashi says, the Israel is there, wrote Sebi Kiyuman, Shechav Yisailu, Shalish Dabru, Achshav Me'aleim, Adshi Yishabrim Huv, Yitol Scharim, and therefore Aser. Or do we say, Dilma, anything that's going to get rid of stupidity like these things over the Zara, is going to be mutter. Amar Nachman, Yishbar, V'tov L'Bracha, let the guy go break it, and blessing should be upon him. Lev Misael is being a proof to this idea. Ain Odrin support. Ain Odrin ima ovikachavim bikilayim. You can't go and hoe the ground around kilayim for an avodah zarah. The Rashi says in chofrin, like digging stuff around it. Peep, turn the page. Samdal manaf. Aval okrin imo kedilim ute esatifla. We are allowed to go ahead and be okay and uproot kilayim for an avodah zarah in order to destroy this tifla. Right, these plants over here. Rashi says, La shlichan l'kibud, v'afal gav, derotza v'kiyuman, shelo ya'akru me'aleim, ad she'akrim hu. Even though he wants it to be there, so he can be the one to go ahead and to get rid of it, right? So he either gets, who's hired, he wants to make sure it's there, so he can go and get paid for getting rid of it. He's still mutter to accept the job for getting rid of it, of destroying it. And so to ben esli also, so he can go ahead to do it. And there's mutter to get enough from the money. Savrua, Rashi says, Hi to Katani Okrin, Savrua ha money. Who was this that said about the Okr thing that you let do it? Rabbi Kivi, Damar Hamakami Kilayim Loka, someone who upholds Kilayim, in other words, you don't get rid of it. We see this in Mori Katan, then they get Malkus. Rashi says, The Im Zaran Acher Ubazev Asalem Siyag, forget that. Let's say someone else goes and plants Kilayim, which obviously is us, sir. And I go out and I make a fence for them and I protect the Kedela Kaima, Loka, I get Malkus for that. I'm a Usser Leos Rotse Bikuman. So we see it's Usser to want its Kiyum. Wrong. The time runs in a Baisa, Hamanakish from a Chape, Bikilayim Loka. Somebody goes ahead and he pulls out weeds or he covers seeds. With earth is going to get Malkus because by doing that he's helping it grow. Says Rashi, Lach Israel and Chofa Afer Aleim Keder Kol Azarim Loka Dahinu Nami Zorea. That's considered like planting. The Mad Darkos Zorea. Let's repair. The whole goal is to have it grow. Mechavin. Let's move to Peir Mechavin. Hanami Zorea Peir Mechavin. He wanted to grow as well. Even someone who upholds it, you just let it be itself. This is straight out of where we saw this. This is in Makos. This is in Moikata, in the base. Even as a Makavia. My time of the Akiva. What's the reason of Akiva? Makra, Satchel, this is a Kilayim. Pasuk says, Satchel, your field, do not plant Kilayim. Ainly El Zerah, Ainly No Zerah, Makavia, I don't know that from. Tamad Lomar, Lo Kilayim. You can't have Kilayim. Kilayim can't be there. Right, this is a Jerusha. Rashi says, Tamad Lo Kilayim, Kilayim de Harba, Kadari is talking about. Kilayim, Rabba, the Samach Kilayim, Lo Sarbia Gabi Sada, Darshin and Kilayim Sadcha Lo, Midalok Siv, Behemtecha, Lo Sarbia Kilayim, Lo Sadcha Kilayim, Shvamina, Sadcha Kilayim, okay, anyway. However, regular Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, even though he says you're not be Mekayimid, Vil Mute Tifa, sure, he does allow you to do that to Mute Tifa to get rid of those type of things. And here also the Ayin Nesach, even though he's going to want it to be there in order for him to get rid of it, he's not going to take it, and his money is not going to be Aser. Says Gemara, lo, not true. Ha, money, who is this Braisa? About uprooting Kilayim, Rabbanan, he, because it's Rabbanan, those that are you in Rabbi Akiva, and Matir person to uphold it. It's going to have an issue of Mekayim. And also, they want the desire, the continued existence of Kilayim. Now, because of that, because of the Chamim Zio, this, that the Braisa allows a person to accept money for uprooting Kilayim. In the case of the Nesach, though, the Chachamim might actually ask one to take money for destroying it, because they agree that it's aser to desire the existence of Yain Nesach. So it can't be to say that this is supporting of Nachman. So I was, what are you talking about? You Rabbanon, if you want to say the person going to Rabbanon, my area, okay, then why are we talking about the idea of uprooting? I feel Kiyumi Nami Shaper Dami. Then even just maintaining it is going to be good enough. The fact that the Brisa limits its heter to uprooting it would seem to show that it's not going according to the Chachamim. It says, no, Chachamai Eskina, why do you use such a Lashon? What are you dealing with? Kigon to Ka'avi Bechina, with the case in which he works for free. He doesn't get paid for it. Rabbi Yehuda, he. This goes to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amor says, Liten lehem matnas chinam aser. It's also to give a guy a free gift. Right, normally one it would be aser to work for Avodah Zarah without pay. The Braisa is saying that since this purpose is to destroy the kilayim, therefore it is mutter. Says the Gemara, even if it's in the world of the rabbis, in it, and it said according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could still work according to Rav Nachman. Meet the Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma the Rabbi Akiva. From the Braisa's din. In reference to the law of Rabbi Yehuda, we can learn out something similar in reference to Rabbi Akiva. Lava Rabbi Yehuda aser liten lehem matas chinam. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that it's aser to give the goyim a free gift? Avadam uti tiflo shaber dami. But it's mutter to go and to get rid of the silliness, the avodah zarah itself, to work with them without any pay. Rabbi Akiva nami. Afagav da amar Rabbi Akiva mekayim bekalayim loke. Someone who's trying to get rid of this tifla, the shaper dami, it's okay. Okay to do such a thing. Says Gemara, Vesu lo midi. And nothing more needs to be said about this. And this braisa can support Rav Nachman. Says Rashi, Lekalek Shrimine, no kashes, we're good. Now we got another question. They sat around and asked more. When you have money from Avodah Zarah, that's in the hands of Avodah Zarah, which sold, and Avodah Zarah sold his Avodah Zarah. What's going to be the question about the money? What's it then? Does the Isser of Avodah Zarah go onto the money when the money is in the hand of the Avodah Zarenik or not? Amalur of Nachman, Misabra Demei Avodah Kachavim be out of Kachavim Mutar. It makes sense to say that it's Mutar. Midahanu da Asala Kami de Rabbi Varavua. We can learn now from that which those people came in front of Rabbi Varavua that they wanted to convert to Yiddishkeit. Amalur, he says to them, Zil Zabinu Komad de Islachu Vesu Iskairu. Isgayaru, go and sell everything you have, all your Avodah Zarah, your Avodah Zarah and all that kind of stuff, and then go ahead and convert. Wow. Now, the fact that they sold them before they converted, they were going to keep everything. My time, what's the reason behind that? Why do you say that? Mishum to kasavi demei avodas kachav, meyadav kachav mutarim. Oh, so let's go, hold on one second. V'dilma shayni asa, maybe the case is different. They came into daiti ligayuri, vadibata. They were vatal it. Rashi says, vavi kachav mevatal v'tz kachav, milkach demei mutarim, deha batal, it's already batal mevatal. But if he sold the actual idol, then maybe this stuff actually would be usher. Elameacha. Let's learn out the fact that the money is going to be mutter from the following. Yisrael show you no she, if you have a Jew that is pushing him for his money, you have a guy who owes the money to a yid, and he's pushing him, give me the money. He owes him 100 zuz. Umachar avodas kachav mehevi lo, and he goes and he sells avodah zarah, and he goes and he brings the money. Yayin nesech avevi lo, he sells yayin nesech, and he gives him a mutter. The money's going to be mutter. Rashi says, alma dene avodas kachav mehevi lo, avodas kachav mutter, that the money's going to be mutter. Aval im amelo, but if the avodah zarah says to the yid, hamtin li hachem kar avodas kachav mehevi lo, yayin nesech mehevi lo, then aser. If he says, wait for me for able to do that, then it's going to be aser. Now, the first case, we see that the Avodah Zarah gets sold by Avodah Zarnik and Rimutah Banah, which goes according to Rav Nachman. Ma'ishna, Reisha, Ma'ishna, Seifa, affecting a mother. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? that the first one, the money's going to be mutter, the second one's going to be aser. I'm Rav Sheshi Sefer Mishom, the Havilek, he wrote Sebekiyuma, because the guy wants it to be upheld like that. Until the Jew gets his money back, he wants to make sure that it's actually going to exist so he can sell and get his money. But in such a case, it's going to be really an aser. But tonight, we're going to Mishnah and Demai. Ger vovi kachavim. If you have two brothers, a ger and a avodah zarenik, sheyarsha aviyam vovi kachavim, who inherited the, of their father, who was also avodah zarenik, ger yachalomer lo, the ger can tell the avodah zarenik, tol ata avodah kachavim imos, you take the avodah zarenik, because, you know, I'm a Jew now, and I want to keep the money. Tol to yenesach vani peros, you take the yenesach vani peros. Imi shabal, which is a ger. But if it already came to the Yisrashos, you know, the avodah zarenik and the wine, then it's going to be aser to go ahead to now split it up like that. So why would the price of aser and going ahead and getting enough of the money? The Mishnah is talking about an avodah zarah that can be divided in pieces. Rashi says, shel zahav, shel kesef, she'im tishaber, chalku, if you break it, you can split it up, the shvarim into pieces. The ger doesn't care of getting smashed up. But if the ger wants it, it's to remain intact, the Mishnah would agree that he may not designate it at his brother's share. Therefore, the Mishnah is not contradicting the Baisa. Says the Gemara, Tainach Avodah Kochavim, that works well in reference to the idea of explaining the Avodah Zarah. Behind Nesach, we remember, we can say about Yai Nesach. Oh, says Rashi, Havadai im yishtaber ya'abed, if it gets broken, it's going to get all lost. For katani tulata yayin vani peros, and it says, you take the wine, and I'll take the peros. It says, go becheres hadriyani. We're talking about the hadriyanic cheres. We've spoken about this before. Extremely absorbent, says Rashi. We don't care if it gets broken because the wine is swallowed up into it. When you go and you soak in water, it gives out the flavor. Says Gemara, "Valo wrote some yuma shelo yiganvu shelo yovdu." Doesn't he want its continued existence, that it shouldn't be stolen or it shouldn't be lost? He doesn't care if it gets broken, but he cares that it's still be in existence. Therefore, it should be a problem. Elamar Papa Yerusha Seger Kamart. I'm sorry, Yerusha Ger Kamart. Are you talking about Yerusha the Ger? Shiny Yerusha the Ger. That whole thing is different. Da'akil Rabbanan Rabbanan were Mako, that we let him get from his avodah zarah father. Gzir Shemiach Kilkulo. In order that he not go off the derech, because you know he's working so hard over here, make it harder for him. It's going to be too hard for him. We don't want that to happen. Therefore, we let him more makel. Beep, turn the page. Samach Dalad, Amud Beis. Tanya Nami Achi. We have a braisa. We support this idea also that we say that he's going to inherit his father Midrabanav. Amedvar Mamuram. When is it so that we're setting up, when he's setting up the property with an Avodah Zarah? And Avodah Zarah can take the money and leave. The convert, the ger, who's splitting up with his brother, who's Avodah Zarenik, that he can take the money and leave the Avodah Zarah for his brother. Exactly that. She Yarshu and it's a Yerusha. Aval Nishtadfu Asar. But if it's some sort of partnership, then that's going to be problematic. Okay. But to me, the Raisa, a ger is not going to inherit his Avodah Zarah father. However, right, his right to inherit was only Midrabanan, like, you know, we want him to go off. How do you also come by? They sat again. They asked the question. Ger toshav ma'ushivat avodas kochavim. We got the next question. Ger toshav ma'ushivat avodas kochavim. What about ger toshav? Can he be vatel? Rashi says eino avodas kochavim. Eino avodas kochavim. Ubar minei shall avodas kochavim ho bechol shaar averos. So now the Gemara says, depalach. Maybe we say only the Palach Mavato, someone who worships it, can be Mavato, Dol Pachlo Mavato, or Dol Kod Dvar, Mine Mavatel, or we say whoever is of, called Dvar Mine, like is one of his, you know, his men, his style, as a guy, he can go Mavato it, Vahai Bar Mine, therefore he's a Bar Min, so you should be able to Mavato it. Amalur of Nachman, Mistavat the Palach Mavato, Dol Palach Lo Mavato. It seems to say that one who worships the Avodah Zarah can be mevatelet. One who doesn't is not able to be mevatelet. Meisvei, affecting Marbi Yisrael Shemat Avodah Zarah Shoklasi, you have a Yid that founds an Avodah Zarah
in a shuk, belonging to a guy. Ad shelo basa liyado, as long as it didn't yet come to his hands, omer lo v'kacham mevatlo. He tells Evor Zarnik, and he can go mevatle it. Misha basa liyado, but once it comes into his hand, then omer lo v'kacham mevatlo. He can't tell him to go to mevatle it. Mepnei sha'amru v'kacham say, o v'kacham mevatlo v'kacham shelo v'shel chavero. Bein ovda bein she'ein ovda. Evor Zarnik can be mevatle his own Evor Zarnik, the end of his friends, whether he's worshiping or not, but he's not able to be mevatel the avodah zarah of a yid. Therefore, if it already came to the yid's hands, he's not able to be mevatel it. This is Gemara. My ovda, my she'inu ovda. What does that mean? That they worshiped, they didn't worship him. Elam either be the ovda kacham. If you want to say both of these prices are speaking about this one and that one, are both the one who owns the avodah zarah, the one who's asking to nullify it. Who's asked to nullify it are avodah zarniks, except that one is oved this type of avodah zarah, or the other one doesn't, can't be, because the Braisa would then be teaching that an avodah zarnik can be mevato, the avodah zarah of his friend, if he doesn't worship it. Hainu, shalom v'shel chavero, but this is what the Braisa said earlier, his own and that of his friends, which tells us that avodah zarah can be mevato. Another guy says avodah zarah, even if he himself doesn't worship it. El alav, ovdo v'kochavim. Are we talking about a case here that he worships it as an avodah zarah, as an avodah zarnik, right? Clearly, that's what we're saying. Umay she'inu ovdo, does mean he doesn't? Gertoshev, what's talking about Gertoshev? Shema minar, Gertoshev, nam mivato. You see, for me, the Gertoshev also is allowed to be mivato. Says Gemara Lo, the Olam Meimelcha, Yidivide Ode Kacham. Both of them are talking about those who actually worship idols. The Bais is teaching that even though each one is worshiping a different idol, still one is able to move out to that of the other. Ugitka Amart, Hanu Shalom Shachavero. When you say, but that's Shalom Shachavero, Reisha Zeh, Vizel Lipoor, Vizel Lizel Marcos. The Reisha, the earlier statement, and we said this one and that one, the owner of the found idol and that one asked to nullify it, are those that are involved with Po'or, one type of Azar.
Vizev Zeb Merkelis. Right, both of them are in Merkelis. Seifa Zelapor Zel Merkelis, or vice versa. And therefore, right, the verse is teaching the Merkelis worshiper can nullify a Po'or, or vice versa. The din is that, the rule is that a Avodah Zarnik can be mevatel even an avodah zarah that he himself does not worship. Therefore, the Bryce's final statement is not talking about a ger toshav, and therefore it's not a contradiction of Nachman's din. In fact, the Gemara meisavei ezehu ger toshav, who's called a ger toshav? Anyone who accepts in front of himself, in front of three friends, he's not going to go over the Zohar. Someone who accepts the Shev Mitzvah, others say, Elu lo ba'u l'chlal ger toshav. Says, these do not come to the category of ger toshav. Elu ger toshav. What is it? It's a ger ochel novelos. It's a ger. The East Nevelis. Shekibel Alav, the Kaim Komitz of the Mursa, the Torah Chutz Mitzvah Nevelis. He takes everything upon himself, all the mitzvahs, except for that of the Isser Nevelis. Now that we brought up a Ger Toshav, let's take you a more dinim. Yachin Etzel Yain, you're allowed to go ahead and leave wine with him alone, which is wild. Vein Makpid Etzel Yain, be Mafkid Etzel Yain. But you're not allowed to do it for, you know, indefinitely. You can't be Mafkid by him for a long period of time. You could leave it by him for a short amount of time. Vafil Be'ir Shirubi Yisrael, and Vafil Be'ir Shirubi Yisrael, Aval. Right, even if it's majority Jews, you're still not allowed to leave it by him for an extended period of time. You're allowed to leave it by him for a short period of time, even if it's a majority Avodah Zarniks. Shamno kiyeno. Now another din is that his shem is like his wine. Just like his yayin nesach is going to be also, his yayin so too is shem. In fact, shamno kiyeno, sound good either? You really think that's true? Shemen mikahavi yayin nesach is oil then used as is a nesachim? Is it libated? Of course not, and therefore it shouldn't be aser b'hana. Ella yeno kishamna. Read it to flip. His wine is like his oil. His wine is like his oil. Is usher only for eating, but not for hana'a. L'shar kol davar. This is going back to the brisa now. But to every other mare that gets to scare tov v'shav harehu kovikachavim is considered like a goy. Right, he's saying that even though Geratoshav is treated differently than a Avarazarnik, in reference to being eligible, to being taken care of, and his wine, he's like an Avarazarnik in reference to other things. Let's take a look and see. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yeno Yain Nesach, his wine is considered Yain Nesach. Some say Mutter Bishtia. Rabbi Shimon has said that a wine is actually Mutter, even to go and to drink. But nonetheless, what do we say? Well, the shark called Dov Dvarov, Areo Kovichem, to all the things like Vodachem, the Mechachosah, what is that Allah has said in reference to? Lav, Limedimavatal Vodas Kochavim, Kovichavim, is it not saying to teach that he can be Mavatal Vodazar, just like Vodazar, and again, therefore the person goes against whatever Nachem said? Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, lo, that's not what he's coming to tell you. Litim Rishus, Levatal Rishus. What does it mean? He's like a Rezarnik in giving over rights, litim giving and being mavato rishos to Yidden who share his chatzer and want to carry there in Shabbos. Just like a Rezarnik cannot give up that rights, so too a Gertoshev can't either. Says Rashi, Shenu yoch litim rishos liyisos, he's not able to give up his rishos. And Lim King sachem yimenim erev Shabbos, unless he rented it from him. Mary Shabbos, go to town, look at the bride. Say, so I'm a woman, Shabbos, so Bishuk, a mummer, one who goes, you know, a yid that's fighting, who publicly keeps Shabbos, meaning he breaks Shabbos when he's in private, but publicly, you go ahead, and he keeps it, Mavata Rishus, he's able to Mavata Rishus to the yid on Shabbat. Shem Shabbos, Shabbos, Bishuk. But someone is not Mishabbos in the Shuk. He's not able to be mivatel his rishos. Mepnei shamru Yisrael nosim rishos mivatel rishos. A yid can give up or you know hold on to or give up the rights to those in his chatzer, allow them to carry there over chavim achiyiskar. We're talking about obviously you can't carry unless you're considered one big rishos. Once you're one big rishos, you're okay. So he says you can't do it over chavim achiyiskar. It's going to be also to carry in the chatzer until the avodah zarah. The idolater rents his rights to the yid. Ketzad, how would he do such a thing? How does he give up his rights to the yid? Our law is just ikenulach. If he says to the neighbor, my right in this chatzer is given to you. Shusim of Vitalislach, my rishusim of Vata to you. Karne, then the other person already acquired it. Acquired the rights. Rashi says, "Hanota b'amira b'alma below matanos." Just speaking without any sort of giving any cash. It's already good enough. In tsarich liskos, and there's no need to do some sort of formal act in order to acquire it. Rashi says, "I did any sort of kenyan." All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.